way to help reduce influenza illness is through annual immunization. It's safe and effective, and the best way to help prevent influenza and its complications. Remember, babies younger than 6 months of age are too young to get immunized, so everyone in contact with them, like caregivers and babysitters, should get immunized to help protect this vulnerable group. For more information, visit facesofinfluenza.org, a message from your local lung association. Faces of Influenza is a campaign with the American Lung Association in collaboration with Sanofi Pasteur.
We are young, we run free, stay up late, we don't sleep, got our friends, got the night, we'll be alright.
Josh Helmholtz will be with us from the Wolverine at 9:50 talking about Brady Hoke. Also have Blair White, Indianapolis Colts and former Michigan State standout wide receiver, will be here at 10:35, and Brent Thunder Petway, former Air Georgia from Michigan, will be at 10 o'clock talking about the Harlem Globetrotters. Welcome back. Weekend kickoff 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, co-host and producer. Also streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Joining us right now, our weekly segment talking about high school basketball, it's WILX sports anchor Jeremy Sampson. Jeremy, how you doing?
Great, guys. Good morning, Dave. Scott, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so you covered East Lansing, Lansing Everett last night. Complete blowout. Was there any surprise to that game? What did you take away from it?
No, I don't want to say there was a complete surprise. I mean, maybe the only surprise was that, you know, unfortunately there was a running clock in the second half. In high school basketball, once the lead hits 40, the clock runs, and about midway through the third quarter, that's what happened for East Lansing. But, you know, Steve Finnemore, who's taken over there this year, the former coach at Jackson Community College, and he was also on the staff with Michigan State when they won the national title in 2000, has just he's done a nice job taking over there. He's got the dribble drive motion offense going, and they're scoring a ton of points and playing well, shooting well from the outside. So, you know, I don't think it was a surprise at all that East Lansing won the game. Maybe the deficit was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's Scott here. I think when you say running clock, I haven't seen that in years back since when I was in high school. A couple teams put that on us, I think, a few times. Now, you said Steve Finnemore, you said he's doing a great job. Is East Lansing the top team in that league there?
Right now, they are leading the CAAC Blue, and it looks at this point that the two best teams in that league are Everett and Eastern, and I think you can throw Okemos in that mix too. I mean, I think those three teams right now, you know, when all is said and done at the end of the year, those are the three teams that are going to be battling it out for the league championship. Now, East Lansing has yet to play either of those teams. So I think we'll really get a good idea of how good the Trojans are when they match up against both of those teams here coming up in the near future.
Jeremy Sampson, WILX sports anchor, talking high school basketball with us like he will every Saturday at 8:50. And Jeremy, I'm just kind of wondering, this Pouama-Westphalia victory over Bath, another crushing victory, 71-40, kind of seems like some people were surprised about it. Is that another one we should have been shocked at, or was Bath really not that good and hadn't played anybody?
Well, I think, again, you look at the margin of victory, and really across the area last night, there weren't many close games.
No, there were not.
I mean, you know, you try and, especially for our show, you try and kind of make things as competitive as you can, but really, there were just a bunch of blowouts last night, and I think it just happened to be the matchups or whatnot. But, you know, I guess, you know, playing at Bath, but to see a 31-point victory, again, I think it's just the margin of victory that's surprising. Those are two pretty good teams. Again, you know, it's the first go-around in the league, so you're still trying to feel everybody out, kind of see what everybody else has. It's created now a four-way tie in that league, and, again, I think, you know, that's another one of those leagues that's probably going to come down to the last week or two to see, you know, who's going to win. But certainly PW will be there, and I think Bath will be there in the end as well.
Now, Jeremy, you're talking about, and we've said, not any close games. I see Lansing Eastern won 77-40. How are my guys, Dante Henton and Cha-Cha Tucker, doing this year?
Well, they struggled early on. I mean, they really did. I think this was a team that, you know, we thought, at least I did, would be, you know, hands down the best team in the area. And they struggled really out of the gate. I mean, they had a big lead early against Sexton in the game, and they weren't able to close the deal there. You know, they're 5-2 right now, and, you know, they have a big game coming up tonight too. But I've seen a lot of improvement in that team. They're growing up. And Hinton, you know, it certainly has to be, I would think, the leading candidate for Mr. Basketball in the state of Michigan. I mean, he is, you know, sometimes that award is given out not just for what you do in your senior year, but what you do in your career, and you're looking at a guy who's going to be All-State for three, I think, maybe even 4 years. So when you look at his body of work, I think he's really somebody who should be up for that award. And, they play Saginaw tonight at 8 o'clock. They've got that the big showcase happening over at the Don Johnson Fieldhouse, the Martin Luther King Classic. You know, Okemos plays at noon, and Sexton plays at 2 locally. And then Eastern plays Saginaw at 8. So there's more good local basketball going on today. It's never-ending, boys.
So LaDante Hinton, he's not showing any signs from that injury that he suffered in the tournament last year?
No, I mean, he's really recovered from that. And to be honest, I really think that Brian Gregory and Dayton got a steal in LaDante. I mean, no disrespect to Dayton and the program, but this is certainly somebody in LaDante who could have played in the Big Ten, without a doubt. And he got some looks, but, you know, really I think for somebody of his skill set, he's going to do very, very well down at Dayton.
We're talking to Jeremy Sampson, WILX sports anchor, about high school basketball. Just staying on Hinton for one more question. As you've watched him, do you think that he would have to change a position at all when he gets to college, or do you think he'll just stay where he is?
Well, in high school, he's forced to play under the basket a little bit more because he is one of the taller players
yeah.
on the team.
And that's what usually happens in high school. So I'm just kind of curious where he would move to if he were.
Yeah, he's going to be a wing player. You know, he's going to be a 3, a 4 type player in college, probably a little bit more of a 3. He's really, really worked on improving his outside shot here over the last couple years. You know, when he was a freshman, he was kind of a one-trick pony, being able to drive to the basket pretty much any time he wanted. But he's really worked on his outside shot. You know, he can knock down the 3 with consistency. So at the next level, he's going to be a 3, 4, you know, somewhere in that area.
Jeremy, another guy people around this area will want to watch, want to know how he's doing, Denzel Valentine at Lansing Sexton, the MSU commit. How's he been doing this year? How's Sexton been doing?
Well, Sexton had a big game last night. Right now they're undefeated. And going into play last night, there were 3 teams in the CAAC Red that were unbeaten. Sexton played St. John's, who was also undefeated at the time, and Sexton won that game easily. And then Waverly knocked off previously unbeaten Owosso. So now Sexton is all alone at top of that division. He's played very, very well. He had 10 points last night, but there was a scary moment in that game last night where he went up in the second half for a two-handed dunk, and he kind of hung on the rim for a second and let go awkwardly. And when he let go, his feet were swinging underneath him, and he fell right directly back on the back of his head.
Oof.
He did not return to that game. His dad told us afterwards that he thought he might have a mild concussion, so they were going to take him to get him looked at for sure. But it was a scary, scary incident the way that he landed last night, you know, right on the back of his head, and it was kind of an awkward fall and something, you know, you don't see very often. It was like his momentum was just taking him through the basket, and he just happened to let go of the rim and fell right back on the back of his head. But hopefully he'll be all right. I guess we'll find out a little bit more tonight or this afternoon when they play, what his condition is, if he's going to be able to play today at all or not. I would guess, just looking at it and listening to his dad last night, that he'll probably sit out today. But, you know, we'll find out more about that this afternoon. But he's somebody who's played very well. I mean, he's taken his game to another level. And, he likes to go to the basket whenever he can, and he's another one of those guys that can pretty much get there anytime he needs to.
Jeremy Sampson, WILX sports anchor. Jeremy, we appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
All right, anytime, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. All right, talk to you then. Coming up next, why the UConn women's basketball streak really wasn't that big of a deal because of what happened this week. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.
Covering Mid-Michigan with